Joining me is former Hereford United manager John Truick. You first came to Edgar Street in the summer of 2004. You were the replacement for Richard O'Kelly. How did the move to Edgar Street come about?
I think I was working at Wolves prior to Hereford, and I spoke to Richard O'Kelly, and he said there was a vacancy. He was leaving, and would I be interested? The job I was doing at Wolves was with the youth team. I was running the youth team, so I thought working with first team players again would be a challenge that I could relish and get my teeth into. So I considered it and decided to go down to meet Graham Turner. I did, and I was offered the job, so I just took it on from there.
Did you find it hard to lift everybody? Because the previous season we'd been knocked out by Aldershot in the playoffs, and there'd been quite a high turnover of parted with Richard O'Kelly?
Not really. I knew it was going to be a little bit different because of the high turnover of players. We knew there was going to be probably five or six players who would leave, probably five or six of the best players who were going to various clubs because the team had a decent season the season before, got knocked out in the playoffs, as you say. And usually, if you have a good season, at that level, the best players often get picked up by other clubs, and they made better offers financially and otherwise. So we knew it would be a turnover of staff, but the challenge was there. I knew the club was on the up, or it appeared to be, certainly from the outside. So it didn't worry me particularly.
Adam Stansfield signed for Hereford that season. What are your memories of the former striker?
Well, Adam was a terrific man and a good striker. He made a great contribution to the club, and I'll have fond memories of him.
Next season, we got promotion. Players like Alex Janine, Giapua came in. Did you feel that gave the squad a bit more experience?
Well, of course, you need a balance of youth and experience in any side, I would say. But I think particularly for the promotion we were going for, I think that was quite important. And in the end, it proved that way. The whole squad can look back and be proud of themselves for what they achieved through the playoffs, yeah.
What do you recall from that fantastic day in Leicester when we beat Halifax 3-2 to finally make it back to the Football League?
Well, the overriding memory, I suppose, is the winning goal. I think it was Ryan Green who got it. Is that right? It was Ryan, wasn't it?
Yeah, extra time, yeah.
Yeah, I think he cut inside from the right-hand side and curled a left-foot shot into the top corner, if I remember correctly. That's my overriding memory, and the game having been a close-fought contest could have gone either way. Fortunately, we produced a moment of real quality to get promotion.
We got back into the Football League. What are your memories of that first season back?
Well, obviously, it was always going to be difficult because we, on the club, had spent quite a long time out of the league, and it takes time to readjust, obviously. But I think we had a reasonable first season. I think it went pretty well. From memory, I believe probably the first half of the season was possibly better than the second. I can't honestly remember in that much clarity, but I think it was a reasonable season for a first season back in the Football League against, obviously bigger and better clubs.
That second season, we won promotion again. There were the loan signings, the likes of Tumani Diagaraga and Theo Robinson. How good were they to the squad?
Well, they were vital. We came up with a plan of trying to get a significant number of loan signings to the football club. And fortunately for us, it worked out. And obviously the two players you mentioned, plus Lionel, and who obviously signed, he came in on a trial basis initially, and then he signed. Plus, obviously, everybody else in the squad, it's always a squad effort. They all gave 100%, but that was a fantastic season. That'll live long in the memory.
We then made it up to League One. We were with the likes of Leeds, Leicester, Brighton and Huddersfield. We were relegated. With the benefit of hindsight, what do you think should have been done differently?
Again, when a club gets to a level that and so quickly that a lot of people would look at and think, well, maybe they're punching a little bit above their weight. It brings added difficulties, but we tried in the summer prior to our season in the higher league, in League One, we tried to sign Gary Hooper, and unfortunately, I think he went to Scunthorpe, didn't he?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
He did. We tried to sign him, and unfortunately, it didn't work out. And I think, had we managed to get Gary into the club, I think it would have turned out differently, because he more or less would have guaranteed 20, 25 goals a season, I would say. And that might have been the difference. In fact, it probably would have been the difference.
In the 2009-2010 season, you took over as manager. How different was it to being the coach?
Well, obviously, being the manager is different. In my case, I wouldn't say significantly different, because not a lot changed. Obviously, Graham took a step into the boardroom for various reasons. There were things, other things going on that he had to deal with, and I just decided I would take it on. And obviously, it was an up and down season, which it often can be when you come down from a higher league. Sometimes it's difficult to deal with the high turnover again of players, and to stop the downward momentum. So it wasn't an easy season.
You worked with Graham Turner at Shrewsbury when he left Edgar Street. Are you still in contact with him?
Well, yeah, not so much since we left Shrewsbury, but of course I enjoyed the 4 years, almost 4 years at Shrewsbury. And I think over the time we worked together, we had an awful lot of success and some really good times.
You'd seen Hereford United into League One, but 5 years later the club was in the Southern League and liquidated. How did you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it wasn't nice to see at all. Having spent a lot of years there and having seen the success that we saw shortly afterwards, within two or three seasons, the club were obviously struggling pretty badly, and then, as you say, in the end, they were wound up. But you know, the good news is they look as if they're going to win the league this year, and I think they're going to end up in the, is it the conference they'll be in, or the conference north or south?
Yeah, north or south.
In the conference north or south, which is the road back, and you know, they're on a roll. It looks very much like they're on a roll, and who knows? You know, within a season or two or three, maybe they could be back in the Football League again.
You left Shrewsbury, I think it was 4 years ago now. Are you still involved in the game?
No, I've retired now. My son's got a business in which I'm pretty heavily involved, and that takes up a substantial amount of my time. So football doesn't play a part in my life anymore. You know, I've spent probably 43 years in football as a player, a coach, etc. So I thought, you know, when the Shrewsbury thing ended, I thought I'll take a little bit of time out and have a holiday, which I did, and then I made the decision to change the direction I was going in, and to be honest, I've not regretted it. I've got a lot of time to spend now with my family, and as I say, I've got this business interest, which is excellent.